All right, before we get into this episode, I've got to apologize for being late. This was actually recorded before TFCon, and just life got in the way, and I wasn't able to get it edited and uploaded beforehand. And now we're a week after TFCon, and I've been just catching up and been sick, as you can probably tell from my voice. So this is a bit old, but I'm still going to put it out, and hopefully I will get another a newer episode out this week. So thanks for listening. On to the show. Welcome to Yakko Yaks, episode number 5, recorded on October 15th, 2015. Flying away. Welcome to Yakko Yaks, a podcast where I talk about stuff. this is going to be a shorter show because I thought that I would be more prepared for my upcoming trip tomorrow, and I'm not. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk a little bit about the trip I'm going to take. I'm going to TFCon just outside Charlotte, North Carolina this weekend. And I'm actually recording this on my iPhone right now just to kind of give some of my tech a little run through. I wanted to kind of talk about what my setup is here, because this is a little bit different than how I normally record on a computer. I have a device called the iRig Pre that takes an XLR standard microphone input, and then it outputs it into the just a cable that goes into the normal headphone jack of a phone, and you know, like your iPhone headset or whatever kind of headset you would normally use that has a built-in microphone. It does both signals, so I can plug a headphone into it, and I can hear myself. I can hear anything that's played on the phone. And then it also passes through a real microphone. So I'm using an Audio-Technica AT2005, which it's a dual USB and XLR microphone, and it's what I normally use. So what I'm planning to do with this is, at the convention, I'm wanting to like walk around in the dealer room, talk to people. I want to talk to the artists and some of the guests, just kind of get some spontaneous things. We're probably going to do some periscoping, and I've never really done that, but I've been playing around with just a video. It's going to be a neat setup. And it seems to be working pretty well so far. I'm also on my phone. Right now I'm using the Boss Jock Studio app. I did an upgrade from the free Boss Jock Junior, and it lets me play things. You know, like the intro, I'm actually just recording this straight through, and you know, it's going to be fun. TFCon, if you didn't know, it's a Transformers based convention. It is not, like, BotCon is the official convention. This one is organized and run by fans, and really looking forward to it. Tomorrow morning, I have a very early morning drive to Chicago because my flight's out of Chicago, and that's going to be fun. It's been a long time since I've just had a drive by myself, and I'm just hoping I'm able to wake up in time. Some of the things I'm looking forward to in the convention, I'm sad that a number of people I was looking forward to seeing have had to drop out for one reason or another. James Roberts, who is the writer on the Transformers More Than Meets the Eye book, had to, he's based in the UK, and he had to cancel, and they're going to still try to Skype him in, but myself and Charles from the Transmissions podcast had planned on interviewing him ourselves, which has become kind of a tradition, but you know, that's probably not going to happen. But I mean, he's a great guy, and we've had him on via Skype before. So we'll probably do that as the book gets closer to issue 50. I can imagine we're going to try to get him on again. Another guy is Alex Milne, who's the artist on Transformers More Than Meets the Eye. And he's having a medical issue and had to go back home to Canada to see his doctor. And, you know, I hope he gets better. I haven't had a chance to meet him in person yet, and I was really looking forward to it. But I'm sure there's going to be ample conventions in the futures that we'll both be at. But guys that are going to be there, I am looking forward to. We're trying to set up interviews with Greg Berger, who is the voice of Grimlock in the Generation One's Transformers show. And he's done a number of other voices and acting roles. And we're also lining up, hopefully, an interview with Flint Dilley, who was an editor on the original Transformers show and G.I. Joe. And he also wrote a series of books for IDW called Transformers Autocracy, Monstrosity, and Primacy. It was a series that I really enjoyed. So hopefully we're going to be able to sit down with him for a while. And then there's a number of artists, and we're looking forward to meeting with them. I'm talking with one to try to get a commission done. I was hoping to have one of the books that come out this month. IDW is doing this occasionally. They do these months where they have a special blank cover. And I had pre-ordered one, hoping that I would have it in time for the con so I could get a commission sketch on the cover. And because IDW's schedule is all crazy, it's not coming out until next week. So we're going to have to figure out some other... I'm probably just going to get him to do a commission on normal paper. But that's going to be fun. And I'm also looking forward to meeting up with a bunch of people that I've met previously, people that I talked to online, listeners to the Transmissions podcast. It is going to be a very good time. We're looking forward to it. And I can't wait. I'm, as I mentioned last week, I'm going to be trying to get out of my shell and record a bunch of stuff. I guess I'm going to move on to TV stuff. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because I really haven't had a chance to spend a lot of time on these shows this week. Flash, I really enjoyed. It was campy at times, I admit, but I really enjoyed the dynamic with Jay Garrick. I was kind of surprised that Caitlin, they seemed to be introducing a romantic spark between her and Jay Garrick. And I'm like, last week you were just so broken up over Ronnie, and you know, now you're, you know, flirting with Jay Garrick. It seems kind of forced. I like the introduction of Patty Spivey. I wasn't as familiar with her in the comics, I guess, because my main period of time reading the Flash comics was during the Wally West era. I really didn't, I didn't have much exposure to her, but she's been in the comics for a long time. And I thought it was nice introducing a very capable female character. She was able to hold her own. And then it also gave us that good scene from the end of the episode where they basically recreated the cover of Flash number 123 with the Flash of Two Worlds. I thought that was a neat little touch. I like the progression with Cisco. Although, I don't know, I guess it would weird you out if you started having these things happen to you, but you would think with everything else weird that had been going on, he would confide in Barry. But I guess I guess the end of the episode was, the stinger was just awesome. Just getting that look at Earth 2. It's a very retro sci-fi futuristic look, with the trains and just the way everything looked. I thought that was awesome. Tom Cavanaugh's back. He is awesome. So, lots of good things happening on Flash. I'm continuing to really enjoy that. I did get to see Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. yesterday. That's continuing on a good progression there. The episode, it didn't really stand out to me as a super good episode, but it was very enjoyable. I mean, I guess every episode can't, you know, hit a home run, but it felt like it was a good base hit episode. They did a lot of work on the Hunter and May storyline. There was a lot of development in the Fitzsimmons storyline. And then the whole bit with Lincoln. I mean, I don't really know how to explain it. I really enjoyed the episode. I like where they're going. It was an episode without a ton of payoff. It was just, you know, more build up. So I'm not really going to say too much about it, I guess. And, the last show I got to see this week was Muppets. That was a fun show. Just seeing the Swedish Chef doing a rap, that's kind of worth it. But then you also kind of get to see what Dick, Statler, and Waldorf really are. I don't know. It's like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It was another base hit. I mean, I see they're finding their footing. I think that it wasn't really trying as hard as it had to the first couple shows. It was very enjoyable, but it just, I don't know. I mean, I guess the Flash is just one of my favorite characters, and that just why that show just continues. I continue to love it, but the other shows were fully enjoyable. So I'm going to, you know, keep watching them too. All right. No feedback this week. So I'm just going to end the show here. If you do listen to this and you are going to be at TFCon, look for me. I'd be really happy to meet you. If you are not going to be at TFCon, please just leave some feedback. Tell me what you thought about the show. And if you'd like to support the show, if you can go to yakko.org/Amazon, that's yakk0.org. I'd really appreciate it. Every little bit helps. And I thank everyone that has gone there. And I guess that is it. So thanks for listening. And I will see you next week when I get back from Charlotte.